السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. لا سيما على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد المجتبى، وعلى آله وأصحابه أولي الصدق والصفاء. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه، صدق الله العلي العظيم، وبلغنا رسوله النبي الأمين الكريم. Respected audience, it is an honor to be here to speak in regards to the great companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this conference, labeled as Haq Jariyar, is in order to preserve the honor of all of the Sahaba-e-Kiram and the Ahl-e Bayt-e-Izam. Ahl-e Sunnat kahe beeda paar ashab-e huzur, Ahl-e Sunnat kahe beeda paar ashab-e huzur, نجم ہے اور ناؤ ہے عطرت رسول اللہ کی. Before I begin, may we all send salutations in the best of manners in the court of سیدنا محمد مصطفیٰ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. پڑے اللہم صلی علی سیدنا و نبینا و مولانا محمد المعد الوجود والکرم وعلى آلہ و صحبہ و بارک وسلم. We heard Huzur Mufti Sahib Qibla give us a very detailed speech in regards to the superiority of Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. For an ignorant person like myself to speak after such detailed, researched information is not correct. And if I was to speak in Urdu, then I wouldn't be able to. But because I am speaking in English, I believe it is easier for me to speak on this topic. It is a known fact amongst the Muslims that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives something to someone, then nobody can take it away from that person. Jab Allah kisi ko buzurgi ya fazilat ya ilm ata farmaye to koi usse cheen nahi sakta. La mani'a lima a'tait. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given something to one, then none can take it from him. And it is a known fact, as we have already heard from the Quran, that every single companion of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which includes the Ahl-e Bayt-e-Izam, they were all upon the truth, as the Quran clearly says. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكُلَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guaranteed for them that they will enter eternal bliss. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has clearly mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with them and they are pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the very reason why Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Umar bin Abdul Aziz, Khalifatul Muslimin wa Awwalul Mujaddideen, when he was asked that, are you more superior than Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu? He replied that, I swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that never mind Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, I am not even equivalent to the dust that encompassed the air when the hooves of the horse that Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala rode on went past. Which simply means that every single sahabi of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam holds virtue and superiority over every other ummati of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a fact. And this is why Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala and says, أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ مُحَمَّدٍ كَانُوا أَفْضَلَ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ. He says that they are the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They are the most virtuous, the most superior in this ummah of Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, أَبَرَّهَا قُلُوبًا وَأَعْمَقَهَا عِلْمًا وَأَقَلَّهَا تَكَلُّفًا. He says that they, from the ummah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hold the most pure hearts. Their hearts are most pure. And they hold the most deepest, the most deep knowledge. And their actions are the best of actions. And then he says, اِخْتَارَهُمُ اللَّهُ لِصُحْبَةِ نَبِيِّهِ وَلِإِقَامَةِ دِينِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen every one of them for the companionship of his Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen each one of them to establish his deen of Islam. فَعْرِفُوا لَهُمْ فَضْلَهُمْ. And therefore, recognize, be aware and recognize each one of their superiority and their virtue. Subhanallah. If you ponder over this hadith, the one who is choosing is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the one who is choosing. Can there be any mistake in the choosing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It's impossible. And the reason why Allah is choosing for the companionship of His greatest creation, His masterpiece, Sayyiduna Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to establish His religion, Allah is choosing for such a great purpose. What must be the status of these Sahaba ikram? Subhanallah. And in another hadith, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah, Allah, fi ashabi. Fear Allah. Fear Allah in regards to my companions. La tattakhiduhum ghalqan min ba'di. Don't target them. Don't blame them. Don't disrespect them after I have left you. فَمَنْ أَحَبَّهُمْ فَبِحُبِّي أَحَبَّهُمْ. He who loves them, it is because he loves me that he loves them. So when a person loves the Sahaba-e-Kiram, then it is already proven that he loves the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَمَنْ أَبْغَضَهُمْ فَبِبُغْضِي أَبْغَضَهُمْ. And if one of them, if somebody, one from amongst the people, he dislikes the Sahaba-e-Kiram, or he hates the Sahaba-e-Kiram, then the reason why he hates them is because he hates me. That is why he hates them. Subhanallah. Now it has become apparent that he who hates or dislikes any one of the Sahaba-e-Kiram, then it is because he hates or dislikes the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Al-ayadu billah. Think about it. If a person dislikes the friends and family of his father, a man, he dislikes and he hates the friends and family of his own father, would he be regarded as an obedient child of his father? He would be regarded as a disobedient and a rebel, because he hates and he dislikes the family and friends of his prophet, of his father. In the same way, a man who hates and dislikes the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or the family of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then he is disobedient in the court of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he is a rebel of Islam. And this is proven from the hadith. And in another hadith, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الَّذِينَ يَصُبُّونَ أَصْحَابِي. When you see those who swear at my companions, when you see those who disrespect my companions, when you see those who slander against my companions, فَقُولُوا, then say, لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ شَرِّكُمْ. May the curse of Allah be upon their evil.
Subhanallah. Nara'i takbir. Nara'i risalat. Nara'i tahqiq. Nara'i hadri. Nara'i awtiyah.
May the curse of Allah be upon your evil. Which means, when a nalaik like Zakir slanders against Sayyidina Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala and says that he was hungry for power and politics, then say to people like that, La'natullahi ala sharrikum.
La'natullah.
And when a Shia disrespects or speaks against the Shaykhain, or anybody disrespects Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, then say to them, La'natullahi ala sharrikum. May the curse of Allah be upon your evil. And this is the order of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man aadahum faqad aadani. He who causes harm or disrespect one of my companions, then he has disrespected me. وَمَنْ آذَانِي فَقَدْ آذَ اللَّهِ. And he who disrespects me, then he has disrespected Allah. He has harmed Allah. He has hurt Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ آذَ اللَّهِ فَيُوشِكُ أَنْ يَأْخُذَ. And he who harms or disrespects Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it is very close that the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes him away. Subhanallah. Which means to disrespect or speak ill or even to hurt or harm a Sahabi of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is the same as disrespecting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you can understand the status of the Sahaba ikram by this hadith from Bukhari Sharif, where the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "La tasubbu ashabi." Do not disrespect my companions. Do not swear at my companions. فَلَوْ أَنَّ أَحَدَكُمْ لَوْ أَنْفَقْتَ مِثْلَ أُحُدٍ ذَهَبَ مَا بَلَغَ مِثْلَ مُدِّ أَحَد. That do not swear at my companions, because their status is so high that if any one of you spend equivalent to the amount of gold of Mount Uhud, and he spends that in the path of Allah, so a person spends gold equivalent to the size of the Mount Uhud in the path of Allah, then it will not reach the amount of status that has been given to one handful of barley that one of the Sahaba ikram given the path of Allah. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Wala nasifa." Never mind one handful of barley that the Sahaba ikram give in the path of Allah. Not even half of it. Your gold equivalent to the amount of Mount Uhud is not even equivalent to half the barley that is from a handful of a Sahabi Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah. And we should ponder over the status of these Sahaba ikram. After we have pondered over the status of that barley, that half barley in the hands of the Sahaba ikram, what must be the status of that barley which gold to the amount of Mount Uhud cannot even reach its status? How great must that barley be? How expensive and how valuable must that barley be that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that for you to spend gold equivalent to the size of Mount Uhud cannot reach the amount of barley given from the hand of a Sahaba ikram, from a Sahabi Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and not even half of it. Subhanallah. This is the status of the Sahaba ikram of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And from amongst those Sahaba ikram, as we have already heard, the char yaar, the four most beloved companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Subhanallah.
Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an, the first from amongst them. And according to the ijma' of the ummah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the most superior amongst them. And Sayyiduna Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala an, the second most superior amongst them. And then Sayyiduna Uthman ibn Affan radiyallahu ta'ala an, the most superior amongst them. And then Sayyiduna Ali Murtada karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem radiyallahu ta'ala an, the most superior amongst them. The four greatest Sahaba ikram, and the most greatest, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an, Sayyiduna Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an himself says that Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an was always the first in every goodness. Muqaddiman ala kulli khayr. That he was the first in taking all goodness. And that is why it is agreed upon that the first man to accept Islam and give companionship to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he spent everything he had, every material he had, his own self, in the path of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, he was a businessman. He was a merchant. Before he accepted Islam, according to narrations, it says that he had about 40,000 coins that used to run in them days. And he, in his life, spent all of that in the path of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He kept nothing for himself. Subhanallah, it was a time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested the Muslims. They went through so many trials and tribulations, but it is clearly agreed upon. And anyone who reads the seerah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can see that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, from amongst the Sahaba-i-Kiram, was ahead of every other in staying with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and protecting the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, in Bukhari Sharif there is a narration that once the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was performing salah in front of the Kaaba, near the Haram Sharif of Kaaba. And Uqba, he came with a piece of cloth and he threw it around the throat of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the intention of strangling the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remember those times? The Muslims were being tortured in Makkah. They were plotting to assassinate the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And here, Uqba was about to strangle the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in Bukhari Sharif, it says that Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an reached that place. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent Abu Bakr, and Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an grabbed hold of the throat of Uqba and he pushed it back and he said, do you intend to kill he who has brought to you the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he who is saying that Allah is my Lord? Subhanallah, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, the first to protect the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the same way, once the Kuffar of Makkah, they were sitting around the Kaaba and they were discussing the enemies of their idols. And at that point, Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Shafi'ul Mudnibin wa Rahmatul Lil Alameen, he was walking past. And the mushrikeen of Makkah, they saw Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they became angry and they decided to jump to attack the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On that, somebody said to Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, that, oh Abu Bakr, go and see to your friend. And Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an rushed to find the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when he ran towards the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to divert the attention of the Kuffar of Makkah, he shouted to them that, are you trying to murder he who has brought to you the message of Allah and he who is saying that Allah is my Lord? Upon that, the mushrikeen of Makkah, they jumped upon Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala and they physically harmed him so much that Sayyida Asma bint Abi Bakr radiallahu ta'ala and says, the daughter of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala and says, that when Abu Bakr was brought to us, he was in such a state that wherever he placed his hand on his hair, the hair would fall off his body with his hands. Allahu Akbar. Such sacrifices Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala made. And today people are speaking ill about Abu Bakr. La'natullahi ala sharrihim. May the curse of Allah be upon their evil. In another narration, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba ikram in the Haram in Mecca, in front of the Kaaba, they were all there together, and Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala stood up to call people towards Islam. And whilst he was giving a great speech, the kuffar of Mecca, they surrounded the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba ikram. And Utbah at that time came close to Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, and then he attacked Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, so much physically that it was hard to see where the nose of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an was. He took so much harm in order to protect the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they say that he fainted and he awoke near the night, and as soon as he awoke, the first thing he asked is, where is my beloved Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam?
Jaane Siddiq Akbar!
Jaane
Siddiq Akbar!
Jaane
Siddiq Akbar!
Where is my beloved? Where is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Subhanallah. This was Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an. And remember, Hijrah, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an was so brave. He was so brave that he, when the Muslims were hiding, he would come outside his house, in the front of his house, and he would perform salah openly in front of everybody. Allahu Akbar. And he would start his salah and he would recite the Quran. And when he recited the Quran, the women of Mecca, the children of Mecca, the old men of Mecca, they would come towards that sound. And many accepted Islam just by listening to the Quran recited by Abu Bakr Siddiq. The leaders of Makkatul Mukarramah, they became angry. And they tried to get rid of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala from Makkatul Mukarramah. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala to leave for Habsha. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala decided to leave Makkatul Mukarramah. When he left the outskirts of Makkatul Mukarramah, Ibn Dughna, one of the leaders of Makkatul Mukarramah, he came and he saw Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala and he said, where are you going? And he says, I am leaving Makkatul Mukarramah, for the people of Mecca have caused me too much harm and they have forced me to leave Makkatul Mukarramah. He said, don't leave Makkatul Mukarramah. We need people like Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, who give to the poor, who care for the elderly, who have nothing but goodness in them. How can Mecca not have a place for a person like you? Come back to Makkatul Mukarramah. I take responsibility that no one will harm you or trouble you anymore. So he brings Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala back into Makkatul Mukarramah. Subhanallah, they kept a condition that Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala will not recite salah or perform salah or recite the Quran but inside his home. After that, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala would perform salah inside his home. And then a thought came into his mind. And he came outside the house, in the front of his house. And he says, Allahu Akbar. And he begins to perform salah openly and breaks that agreement and that condition. Upon that, the people of Mecca, the women of Mecca, the children, the elderly, the men of Mecca started coming. And again, many of them accepted Islam. Ibn Dughna, with the leaders of Mecca, came to him and said, O Ibn Dughna, you took responsibility with them conditions. he is not fulfilling them conditions. We will not take your responsibility into account anymore. Ibn Dughna comes to Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala and he says, "Oh Abu Bakr, why are you doing this? If you will break this agreement and this condition you will not fulfill, then I will not be able to protect you." Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala says, "Take with you your protection. I do not need your protection, for I have the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." Subhanallah. This is Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And do you know that even Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, whose bravery is common upon the tongues of every children from amongst the Muslims, he is known as Sher-e-Khuda, Asadullah al-Ghalib, so brave. Do you know that he himself, Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu ta'ala himself, once asked the Sahaba-i-Kiram that, "Do you know who is Asjauna? Asjauna? Do you know who is the bravest amongst us from amongst the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?" Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu ta'ala is asking. The Sahaba thought that Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu ta'ala is the bravest. But Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu ta'ala says that in the battle of Badr, when all the Sahaba ikram were in their own places to fight against the Kuffar of Makkah, a thought came into my mind when every one of them was worried about themselves. I thought, who is protecting the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He says, I went to the tent where the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam resided. And what did I see? I was shocked to see the bravest from amongst us, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr al-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, with a naked sword. He was walking from the left to the right and from the back to the front of the tent in which the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. He alone on his own. He had no fear of the kuffar.
Subhanallah.
Why? So that if the kuffar come to attack the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the right, then with his naked sword he would strike them and push them away from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then from the left, and in the same way from the back and the front. And Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu ta'ala says, Abu Bakr ashja'una. Abu Bakr ashja'una. These are the words of Asadullah al-Ghalib. Abu Bakr ashja'una. Abu Bakr was the most bravest from amongst the companions of the Prophet. Subhanallah. And that is why Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu ta'ala, he sacrificed his Asr Salah when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had his blessed head on his lap. Sayyida Asma bint Umais radiallahu ta'ala anha, she says in Tirmidhi Sharif, on that day Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu ta'ala had the blessed head of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on his lap, and he had not performed the Asr Salah. When he awoke, it was the time of Maghrib, and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, "Asallayta ya Ali?" And Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu ta'ala says, "No, I have not performed Salah." The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raised his hands and he says, "Allahumma inna aliyan fi ta'atik wa ta'ati abdik fardud alayhi shams." That, "Ya Allah, Sayyiduna Ali was in obedience to you and in obedience to your servant Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." Subhanallah. to miss the salah for the comfort of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, according to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is obedience in the court of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala then performed Asr salah. So the sun was brought back. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala sacrificed his Asr salah. But Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala in the time of Hijrah in Ghar Thawm, the narration say that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala went inside the cave and he cleaned it out. And remember, there was a prize on the name of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and for that duty to take the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Hijrah and be his companion was the job of the most brave. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam only chose Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. And the truth is, he was chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala went inside the cave and he cleaned the cave, and there were holes inside the cave. He ripped his cloth and he would fill them holes, because from them holes creatures that were poisonous could come and they could strike the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And thus Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, here is sacrificing his clothing. And then the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came and he placed his blessed head on the lap of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. And at that point Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala saw that there was one hole that was unblocked. And thus he placed the thumb of his foot inside there to protect the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He knew well that if a creature was to bite him, or a snake was to bite him, then that could kill him. But he knew that my life is for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is the afdaliyah of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. As mentioned by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he said, مَا نَفَعَنِي أَحَدُكُمْ مَا نَفَعَنِي أَحَدُكُمْ فِي نَفْسِهِ وَمَالِهِ مَا نَفَعَنِي أَبُو بَكْرِ. He says, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that none from amongst you has benefited me through his own life and through all of his wealth as much as Abu Bakr has benefited me. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. From this hadith, when you recite this hadith in front of a Shia, you will see how a person looks when he sees stars in daylight. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, regarded by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most beneficial companion in wealth and in his life. Subhanallah. And do you know what Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala replied? Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, on that he said, إِنْ أَنَا وَمَالِي إِلَّا لَكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ إِنْ أَنَا وَمَالِي إِلَّا لَكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ I myself and my wealth is nothing but for you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala. Everything belongs to you, subhanallah. And this reply, when a kharji hears this reply, کہتے ہیں رسول اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کو مالک کہنا شرک. They say that it is shirk to say that the Prophet Muhammad صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم is our master, our مالک, our owner. When they hear this reply of Abu Bakr, that Ya رسول اللہ, you are the owner, you are the مالک of my nafs, my life and all of my wealth and everything I have. When the kharijis hear this, You see there, you see the faces of those who see stars in daylight. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, he is sacrificing his life by placing his thumb in that hole. And what happens? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is resting, and a snake that wanted to do the ziyarah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bites the thumb of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala didn't move, because he knew that let my life go. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sleep and his rest is more important than my life.
Subhanallah.
Whereas if you look into the books of fiqh, then to protect one's life is the most superior amongst all obligations in your life. Up to the extent that to save your life, there is a rukhsa that you can apparently with your tongue denounce your religion as long as your heart is firm upon Islam. To save one's life, that is how important it is. But Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, he knew that from all of the fara'id, all of the obligations, the rest of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is most superior. And upon that, Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu ta'ala says, ke Mawla Ali ne wari teri neend par namaz, wo bhi asr, sabse jo aala khatar ki hai. Mawla Ali ne wari teri neend par namaz, وہ بھی عصر سب سے جو اعلیٰ خطر کی ہے. صدیق بلکہ غار میں جا ان پہ دے چکے صدیق بلکہ غار میں جا ان پہ دے چکے اور حفظ جان دو جا فروز غرر کی ہے.
جا فروز غرر.
سبحان اللہ.
جا فروز
اعلیٰ حضرت رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ سے ہاں تو نے انہیں جان اور انہیں پھیر دی نماز پر وہ تو کر چکے تھے جو کرنی بشر کی ہے. سبحان اللہ. And then he says کہ ثابت ہوا کہ جملہ فرائض فروع ہے, اصل الاصول بندگی استاج ور کی ہے. سبحان اللہ.
صحیح بات. تقابل ہے بھائی بھائی کیسا تقابل ہے.
سبحان اللہ. These are the صحابہ اکرام. سبحان اللہ. سیدنا علی رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ, the most brave from amongst the صحابہ اکرام. And this hadith narrated by سیدنا ابو سعید الخدری رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ, he says that once the great companions were present and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives his servant the option to choose the dunya or his qurb, his nearness, and the servant chooses his nearness. Upon this, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala began to cry. He began to cry in such a manner that it became apparent to everybody that Abu Bakr is crying radiallahu ta'ala. Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala says that no one else was crying. He says, ma yubki hadha shaykh, ma yubki hadha shaykh in ikhtara Allahu abda, what is making this wise man cry? What is making this most old and wise man cry? When Allah chooses his servant, then why is he crying? And then Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala says that later I realized that from amongst the Sahaba, none of them understood what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was saying. But Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, he understood that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that my time to leave this world has come near. And that is why Abu Bakr was crying. SubhanAllah. And this is why Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, Sayyidina Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala says, Kana Abu Bakrin A'lamana. Kana Abu Bakr A'lamana. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, from amongst the companions, he was the most knowledgeable. And someone might say that there is a hadith which says, Ana Madinatul Ilmi wa Ali Babuha. Somebody might say that. But Hazrat Mufti Sahab Qibla gave a very good answer, that there is another hadith. But the hadith I want to mention is that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also said in another place. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ma allamani rabbi illa waqad wada'tuhu fi qalbi Abi Bakr. That everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught me, I placed it all in the heart of Abu Bakr Siddiq. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. This is how you see people who see stars in daylight, when you mention things like this to them. Subhanallah. And Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala himself, he says, Radina li dunyana man radiya bihi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam li deenina. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala says that we are pleased for our worldly life with him whom the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is pleased with for our religion. Subhanallah, what does this mean? What does this mean? This means that namaz, as-salah, is from our religion. And when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Muru Aba Bakrin ay yusalli abin nas, that when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that order Abu Bakr that he leads us in salah, then this shows the pleasure of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For he who leads us in our religion, then Ali radiallahu ta'ala is saying that when Allah's Messenger is pleased with him being our leader in religion, then we are pleased with him as our leader in our worldly matters as our Khalifa. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. This is Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala. And subhanallah, in the time of the Khilafah of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, you know, people say that Ali radiallahu ta'ala was not happy with the Khilafah of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. Ma'adallah al-ayadu billah. They are fabricating lies against Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala. For it is Ali radiallahu ta'ala who expressed his pleasure himself. And this other narration clearly shows this as well, that in the time of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala's Khilafah, a person asked that, O Ali radiallahu ta'ala, why is it that in the time of the Khulafa prior to you, the Hukuma of Islam, the Khilafah, was spreading and there was peace amongst the Muslims and there was unity and they were increasing? The Muslims took over many, many lands. Why is it that in your time, Ya Ali radiallahu ta'ala, the hukuma has now become limited? There is ikhtilaf amongst us. The Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala replied, he says, because for those khulafa We were the Mushir, we were the advisors. And for us, you are the advisors. Subhanallah. Rahe ta dame mard meri zaba par Abu Bakr, Farooq, Uthman, Haider. Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum.